at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You can DM us and we'll try to help you out with the situation that you may be in.
Yeah. So we got this one from Gina. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, want to run a quick concern by you. Maybe you can tell me not to worry.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I are both in our late 30s, have been together for a few years. I'm uncomfortable, though, with the way he looks at attractive women when we're together.
Okay.
And it makes me wonder just how overt he is when I'm not with him.
Mm.
He looks like a little boy on Christmas morning when a pretty girl walks by. Am I just being sensitive and silly, expecting a man not to look at a woman he finds attractive?
Mm.
Now, when I mention to him that I don't like it, he points out that other men look at me, too.
Mm.
But I feel like I go numb and pretend like it's not happening when he smiles at other girls and they seem to be affected by him. It's confusing because I feel like it falls under the boys will be boys way of thinking, and I'm tired of buying into that as an excuse for rude behavior in adult men. What do you guys think?
Oh, man. I think it's a little bit disrespectful to you, Gina.
Yes, I think so, too, especially since you have conveyed to him that it bothers you, and he's refusing to hear that and make a change.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to, like, take a look at someone. It's another thing to, like, ogle them and maybe make motions or make a sound or something like that.
And I know you don't do that. My husband doesn't do that. I don't know if we brush this off as typical behavior that all guys do.
Yeah, I mean, look, my wife will ask me, like, hey, you
she's
think
cute?
Yeah, I was going to say, you think she's cute? And, you know... She'll even go so far as to...
She baits you.
If I die, I want you to
no.
find a girl like that. All right.
No.
All right, thanks. I'll keep that in
so
mind.
So Rebecca said, I'm assuming it's more than just a look, because if it was just a look, I'd say you're being ridiculous. But if he's catcalling or hand gesturing or maybe even having a conversation with them, you know, explain. You know, she said, you know, pass that, get some therapy, because that type of insecurity will ruin relationships if it keeps going.
Yeah.
Susie says, for me, looking is okay. It's when they start trying something that I have an issue, like if they're trying to engage in conversation or whatever.
Yeah, I just think it's not respectful to Gina. Like, he's in his, she said, what, late 30s?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he should know better.
Yeah, especially if it's right in front of her. It's one thing if he's by himself and he, you know, looks at, checks it, and she's not going to know. But if it's right in front of her.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really side with your boyfriend with the information that you've given us.
Right.
And
I just, it's a respect thing, especially if you have conveyed to him it bothers you. I mean, the fact that he's kind of ignoring your feelings about that is problematic.
All right.
In my book.
Well, if you have another take on it, we'd love to hear it. 502-571-9970. But that's pretty much what we're all saying is, I don't know if this is a dumpable offense, but maybe it's a definite, like, hey, if this
Send
doesn't...
Send him the podcast so he hears it from us.
Yeah. If this doesn't change, then there are going to be changes type of thing,
right.
You know? So 502-571-9970. All right. So Gina, uncomfortable with the way her boyfriend looks at attractive women when they're together. And it makes her wonder just how overt he is. Her word, not mine. I don't use sixth grade level words like that when I'm not with him. She says they're both in their 30s. She's wondering if she's just being overly sensitive, or is this a, quote, boys will be boys situation?
I hate that phrase. And you know what? I think... The fact is that she has talked to him about it, that she doesn't like it, and he's kind of choosing to ignore that, apparently. Jenna said, based on the tone of her question, part of me thinks that she's right to be concerned and to dump him, but could also talk to him and see what he does and how he responds.
Mm.
Well, she kind of did mention it, and, you know, he says, well, other guys look at you, too. She says, I'm not big on ignoring gut feelings, and she seems to understand instinctively something isn't right.
Mm.
Dump him.
So Tommy says, look, there's two sides to every story, but maybe he's seeking the attention from other women that he's not getting at home from his girlfriend. Still isn't the right thing to do, but just saying seems like he's trying to fill a void there.
Okay.
That's an interesting way to look at it. Now, Shay, you're thinking that whole boys will be boys phrase needs to go.
I just wanted to say, I don't even really like the saying, boys will be boys. That's almost giving them an excuse.
100%.
It goes both ways.
So don't give him an excuse. Yeah, I feel like, you know, the fact that she has brought it to his attention, she's noticed it, and he is, you know, not changing the behavior, I think is a problem.
Right. And she needs to say, you know, or even go to the length of doing the same to him in front of him and say, you know, that's how I feel. I don't like that. I asked you not to do it. And if
yeah,
continue,
although I don't think it's going to have the same effect on
yeah,
him.
Yeah. And I don't know if that'll fall on deaf ears or not. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think everybody is on the same page here, just going, hiding under a boys will be boys sort of saying is...
That's lame and not valid.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah. We just need to get rid of that thing.
All right, thank you, Shay.
Okay, so maybe we send him this podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we do. If he's not hearing it from her, maybe hearing it from all of her friends.
Yeah.
Might, you know... Paint the picture a little bit more vividly for him.
Last comment from Stacy. Next time he does it, say, oh my, she is pretty. Do you want his phone number?
Oh,
get up, act like you're going to give her his number and see what he does.
Ooh,
you have
really
to
good.
Play a child's game with a child.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's good. Oh, snap.
I mean, just a couple of suggestions there. But yeah, Gina, I mean, I think we're kind of in your corner here where it's...
We are 100% in her corner.
Oh, okay.
There's no kind of about it.
Okay, all right,
We're team Gina.
Yes.
We're not team boyfriend
all
checking
right.
out all
yes,
the ladies.
No, I know.
We're not.
All right, thank you.
At all.
That is diving into the DMs. And again, if you're wanting us to sort out something for you, at Ben and Kelly Show. It's a great way to do it. But hey, good luck, Gina. Hopefully you can take some of this information and you can better your life. That's really what it's all about.
That sounded really deep.
Yeah. That's what we're doing here. We're bettering
lives. You'll emerge a better person.
That's right. On 99.7 DJX.